So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, Steve. How are we?
Good afternoon. It is an entertaining evening.
Yes.
Tonight, as this bed would suggest. And hot off the press of the internet. Does that work as a metaphor? I'm not sure if it does work.
I think it'll make it work.
Hot off the zeros and ones of the internet. Jimmy Kimmel is back on TV.
Yes.
The return to the airwaves after getting unceremoniously yanked because his parent company wanted to bow to the supposed bully might of the US administration is over. His show's up on YouTube. So as of about an hour ago, you can check out his monologue, his return to late night TV in the US. And look, let's face it, like, Kimmel's not the most controversial character.
No.
He's not the biggest rabble rouser, the biggest shit talker. No. But isn't it interesting the stuff that really has gotten under the skin of the US president?
Mm.
It generally is stuff that was relevant to him.
Yeah.
Decades ago, like when late night TV used to set an agenda in the US, you can picture an 80s or 90s Trump being glued to the TV at night when it was kind of, you know, the singular vehicle for commentary, for satire, for taking the mickey out of public figures. So, you know, while the audiences have dwindled over the years, something that, you know, POTUS will poke fun at from time to time, you know, as Kimmel says in his monologue, he plays a little bit of Trump slagging him off a couple of days ago, saying that he's got no ratings and his riposters, well, I do tonight. about 20% of ABC affiliates are not airing his show tonight.
Wow.
Still kind of holding the line of he's a bad man who said naughty things.
He didn't, like, I just remember, because I saw the news, obviously, and then I was like, well, what did he even say? Because, as you say, like, I've never found Jimmy Kimmel to be that controversial or say anything
in my professional opinion, as a legally trained media expert, the technical term is fat fucking nothing, is what he said.
Exactly. I watched it and I was like, huh? He didn't, like, what a load of nothing.
There was
no comment on anything.
Exactly. And I thought the point being made about a certain segment of the political spectrum seizing upon an event for their own ends is a perfectly reasonable thing to say. Anyway, as Jimmy Kimmel says, anyway, as I was saying before I was interrupted, that was the top of his monologue tonight. And it was kind of a mix of your kind of normal tempo late night show, but also quite emotionally charged. He name-checked a lot of current late night hosts, the Colberts, Fallons, Myers, all the people that have been in touch with him, people from, like, legends of late night past, like Letterman, and even, you know, people that are probably considered political adversaries, like the Ted Cruzes and that of this world, who,
right,
despite their position in the political spectrum, did see this state bullying / attempted censorship for what it was.
Mm.
He had a bit of a cry, and I think rightly so, because if you had become the centre of this utter storm for being mischaracterised in the way that he did, so sort of choking back the tears, he does say, it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man, which, going back to what he actually did say, being fat fucking nothing, is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
He did acknowledge that, you know, he got why people were upset, that if the roles were reversed, then, you know, there's potential that he might feel the same way, but fundamentally digs in this line that the pressure to take people off air is un-American.
Yeah.
And notes that Donald Trump might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now. He's not letting up, and I think this will be a great little provocation. It feels weird down here, you know, like it just feels like stuff we're reading about and seeing in comment sections.
Mm.
But I did note on the weekend that Disney Plus ill-advisedly left the comments turned on. They went ad crazy on me on Facebook over the last sort of 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
The subscriber numbers have been dropping. About $4 billion got wiped off the market valuation of the company.
Wow.
So this is not about a doing the right thing. This is not even necessarily about a sustained public campaign.
Yeah.
This is a dollars and cents decision.
Exactly. Because so many people boycotted Disney after a day.
And then absolutely.
They would have just been like, now we have no money. Oh, shit.
Kimmel says that he sort of talks about the discussions that he had with the network, with Disney, being open and positive, but that they did ask him to read something and he did agree to it. He pulls a piece of paper out of his pocket and what he reads are the instructions to resubscribe to Disney Plus. So I think taking the whole situation pretty well. That's up on YouTube. Check it out. This is a good example of the format, I think. This is where late night TV has its strength. It's in being able to react fairly rapidly. And, until now, until the Colbert situation, until Kimmel with hosts who were impervious to damage, so they could take these punches and counterpunch themselves. So hopefully this is not diminished. It's a good avenue, especially for pissing someone off that gets pissed off by television.
Yeah.
Really, really quickly, ahead of the news, which is coming up, I saw what is likely to be one of the best movies I've seen this year, this week.
Wow.
This is Paul Thomas Anderson's new film, One Battle After Another.
Okay.
This is in cinemas from tomorrow. This is 2 hours and 50 minutes long, which I was like I love PDA. Ooh. I do like a good long movie, but part of me was like, well, everyone should kind of know this is a really long movie.
Mm.
Man, this thing rips along. You barely even notice. I could have spent more time in there. This is, it opens in kind of a present day type setting. It's in America that's deporting illegals. This is a crazily ripped from the headlines movie.
Right.
And then it jumps forward about 16 years and nothing's changed. So it's not a dystopian future. I think one of the grimmest things it suggests is that people just carry on doing the same dumb shit.
Right.
But Leonardo DiCaprio is hilarious, brings a lot of actual acting chops to what is quite a kind of buffoonish performance.
Mm.
This is a kind of loose adaptation of Thomas Pynchon. Anderson does a much better job here than he did with this more straight adaptation of Inherent Vice years back. This is really, really good film. Urgent, a bit terrifying, crackling with energy and really fucking funny. Strong recommendation, One Battle After Another.
One Battle After Another.
A great DiCaprio, great Tiana Taylor, great Benicio del Toro, and fantastic relative newcomer, teenager Chase Infinity, which is, as someone pointed out, is the name of a bank. So, hey, cool.
Cool, fun fact.
Fun fact. I want to wrap it up, but watch Kimmel, go see One Battle After Another. See you next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Steve.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.